Australia is a country rich in history and culture. Australia's natives, known as Aborigines, are believed to have travelled across the sea from Indonesia 70,000 years ago. Europeans arrived in the 16th century. The Portuguese were first followed by the Dutch and then the English. Australian wildlife has a reputation of being cute and cuddly animals. Some of these fascinating animals include kangaroos, koalas, possums, dingoes, and Tasmanian devils. Modern Australia is host to people from all over the world. Indeed, the country is home to some of the world's most talented people. In literature, the author Patrick White is a Nobel Prize winner, and fellow authors Peter Carey and Thomas Keneally are recipients of the famed Booker Prize. In opera, Dame Joan Sutherland is Australia's best-known diva. She was the undisputed coloratura soprano of her time. Nellie Melba was the world's biggest opera star at the beginning of the 20th century. In cinema, Australia is home to Oscar winners Mel Gibson, Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman. Musically, the country has produced famous bands such as the Bee Gees, AC/DC, INXS and Midnight Oil. In 1993, Sincere Truth Seekers invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to make a stopover during her 1993 World Lecture Tour to share her wisdom and insights about God and spirituality. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted their invitation. She also met with our association members during her time there to discuss about spiritual topics and answer questions about their practice in daily life. Please join us on Between Master and Disciples today for the lecture, Be Determined on the Spiritual Path, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Sydney, Australia, during the four-day international retreat on May 9th to 12th in 1997.
I thought after initiation, if people break precepts, they might give a chance to correct their behaviors in the future.
Or they do correct already before they can come here. So if they come, make sure that they have corrected already. It's just I think the responsible person, the contact person, they want to make sure that everybody else has a fair share of purity in this retreat. So you have to understand them. All this just to keep reminding yourself any time, any given moment, to appreciate the chance that you have on retreat. Because people have to work hard for this. It's not for you to bring your butt here with all kind of negative influence and smear it on other people and throw dust around. Understand? So it's okay. Even if it's like that so harsh, I agree. It's all right. Even if it wasn't my instructor, it's okay. Yes. Whoever say make this rule is okay with me. You know, I would not make you to do that. I didn't think. But if you can think for yourself, that's good. Why not? Why should you sit here and not feeling sure whether the neighbor is yesterday did something, you know, and smear it on your elbow or not when he elbow around you, or knee around you, you know? Yeah. Why shouldn't you come here with the peace of mind that everyone sit around you is on the same level of determination, on the same level of purity and sincerity? Why shouldn't you have the right to demand this, right? If you don't want to demand that, this is your problem. Okay? You don't have to attend. If you don't agree with that, you don't have to attend. But bear in mind that everyone who comes here have to go through a lot of hardship and trouble and, you know, obstruction in order to sit here. And they have to take off a week or so, some even more, and postpone all the business and loved ones. Anything could happen when they come and sit here. They have the right to be sure that they're sitting with the pure one. Isn't that okay?
Yes.
Yeah. We don't discriminate, actually. Because when we go out to work, we sit on the airplane, people eat meat next to us and drink whiskey, whatever. We don't care who does what. But when we gather together, you know, we like people to have the same mind, the same motivation. Because that is where the power can be harnessed. Yeah? And you want to be sure. When you sit here, you feel very peaceful. You have peace in your mind that whoever sits here, same type. You don't have to worry about him. You don't have to feel, uncomfortable being sitting next to whoever that is. You feel sure. Okay? So everybody should earn this place. And if you don't like it, goodbye. All right. This is a thing that people sometimes complain to me. But I don't think there's nothing. I think nothing to complain about. No need to complain about things that doesn't concern you. Right? If they want to go, they go. Huh? We have to make sure, to make determination, to follow the path. Otherwise, you will fall anytime. You're walking up the mountain and you just stray around and you will fall and you will die. So if you're walking up already, you might as well walk straight and be determined, be strong and hold on to whatever it is to walk on, right? Otherwise, you should stop at the foot of the mountain already. Don't endanger yourself and other people. I think there's no unreasonableness about this, okay? Because we're already very weak. We cannot discipline ourselves. So anytime anyone else has some idea that can help us to discipline, we should thank that person and not blame. Is that not true?
Yes.
Okay. It's not me who sit there. I just teach you the path. But you have to sit together. You have to decide what's good for you, for the whole. And you have to agree on it. And if you don't agree, then you have to discuss, the majority. You see what I mean? I am not a dictator to tell you, your center, what to do on your own behalf. This is this kind of detail, you know? And locally, you have to adjust to yourself. And if it's correct and good and doesn't harm you, then you should agree. And don't always argue back and forth about every detail when it's even good for you. This is what I call stubbornness. And stubbornness always not always good for you. Stubbornness may earn you whatever you want. Because people might fear you, people might afraid of trouble because you argue all the time, and they might give in. But whether that things are good for you or not, you have to consider. To get whatever you want is easy. But whether the things you want and the thing you get is good for you or not, then you have to consider. It's for your own benefit. Kapish?
Yeah.
I hate complain, any type, any kind. I told you already, if you have something to complain, you should write on a big piece of newspaper or paper. Yeah? And then after you read it yourself, throw it in the dustbin. That's where it belongs.
This question concerns the nature of purity. Well, it's easy to understand that being kind and loving and compassionate and loving beauty is pure, but I don't understand how sound can purify. Does that mean
that sound can purify you?
How?
Okay, just like water can cleanse your body. Sounds can purify the spirit.
Is purity also a vibrational frequency or something?
Yes. It is kind of a filter, you know, the negative that influence you. The negative influence that sometimes enter, yeah, your being, your magnetic field by contact with the world or the contaminated situation, or that you inherited, yeah, from the situation or environment or kind of a past life left over, yeah, it will filter that out, just like a filter, huh? Or water cleanse the body. Okay,
how?
How does the water cleanse the body? It just does. When you pour water over your body and put a little soap, and then you rinse it with water, the dirt will go. Similarly, invisibly, our mind, you know, are contaminated by a bad thought, by negative thinking. And if you keep continue using the sound at the higher vibration, yeah, it will eliminate the lower vibration. Just like some electronic work and all that, you know, this is metaphysical. But it does cleanse, that's why you become better and better. Doesn't matter how, as long as you're cleansed, it's fine. Okay? Because not everything we can explain with the worldly language. But as long as the result is there, you know it is like that. Alright? How? That we have to know inside. Not the language. Okay? As long as it's cleansed, right? And we feel better and better, more and more pure every day, then it does the work. Then we know it does. Yeah? Just like the water. I don't know how the water, don't know how to think and don't know how to cleanse, but it does cleanse. As long as you put the water on your body, huh? Then later on you feel clean. Yes. So the result speaks for itself. Huh? We feel better and better, pure and pure every day, huh? Right? More simple. The proof is that you don't want any more fame, you don't want any more, you know, to be famous or money, or you don't really feel more attached to the worldly, you know, material comfort. You do have it, and you do know how to take care of yourself, but it doesn't bind you like before. See, this is the way the sound cleanses us and make us feel more and more pure and liberated. Yeah? Okay? You're welcome. Any more questions?
Still how, but...
Yeah. Think about it and come back later, okay? Okay. Don't be shy. Well, ask until your mind is satisfied. Otherwise, you go home and feeling sorry.
Well, is impurity, does that set up a certain vibrational frequency in the structure of the physical? And then you have these sound waves coming in, and they vibrate at a different frequency, and do they alter the frequency of the structure of the body somehow to make it...
Yeah, you can say it like that. But actually, the way it works is it's not materialistic. Okay? It just does, you know, because we are not the body, actually. We also are not the computer brain. We are the spirit. So if the sound with the higher frequency enter our being, or re-enter our being, or reopen to us, then we just elevate it, you know, above all the contaminated situation. And then that's how we became purified more and more every day. Actually, it's not purified. It just lifts us up, you know. That's our consciousness become more higher. And then we don't think of the bad things or negative thought anymore. All the negativity cannot reach us anymore. Okay, huh? Well, this is metaphysical. As long as it does cleanse. it's all right. Okay? Yeah. Maybe you can use a scientific to prove it. But then still cannot say how. It just looked that way, but it might not be that way. You see, because sometimes people try to explain too much, and it is not the way it really is. It's more invisible. It's more like metaphysical.
So yeah. Would continued meditation explain the answer just by the experience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the fruits. Shall you know the tree? Ah, okay. If it use apple, then no doubt it's an apple tree. Okay. Because we keep arguing, how? How can you say this is an apple tree? Because it bears apple. All right, honey? All right. Anything else? Yes. Of course, this is a little bit difficult, and I probably am not in the mood for metaphysical, you know, philosophical kind of discussion. If tomorrow I can think of a better way to make you feel more comfortable with my angel, and I will do that. Okay? If I think a better one. Otherwise, just, I think, as long as it does the job, doesn't matter what we name it, yeah, or how. Because sometimes we don't know how. Yeah, for example, even you say the radio, the station, you know, broadcast some news, yeah, verbally. And then how the radio in our house, just catch it. Exactly like he's speaking next to us. You know, you can explain like, okay, the frequency there and there's the same frequency here and then so I catch each other. But but that is not satisfactorily always to the mind, right? But as long as it cuts the frequency and we can hear the news, that's all there is matter. All right? We can stay there and then research and make a lot of trouble and go through a lifelong research to know how. But it's not that necessary. Okay? All right? Just waste time. Okay. Who else? Yeah, yeah.
Master, can you tell me how to fight the Maya temptation, because of the inside of you, you want to go up to a high level, but the more you try that, the more they try to tempt you, and if you're strong enough, they pull you down.
Yes. What kind of temptation are you having problem right now?
All sort of worldly temptation.
Like what? You want to be president of the United States?
Because,
that's difficult. Anything else?
Because when you go to work every day and you're facing the world every day and you're facing all sorts of worldly temptation, and if
like
you're not,
woman? Just make it direct.
That's
I
one
can't
thing,
understand
that's one
what.
Thing.
Huh?
That's one thing.
One thing. And what's another thing?
It's two details. I just cannot
just say the most important, the most difficult. The woman or money? Both are bad for you. Okay, tell me what, then I can help you. You can't just say like this, and I will tell you, forget all the temptations, which is difficult.
Woman, money, materials, those things.
Okay, okay. Woman is easy. Okay, get a girlfriend. Yeah?
No, I have a wife already.
Then this is... then what's the problem? Then you should not have any more problem. Okay? Should not seek any more girlfriend. Don't look at other women. Don't look, just don't look. If you want to stay out of trouble, don't look. If you want to stay in the trouble, look. Okay, have your choice. Yes, yes. Yes, you know when there are so many beautiful things around, not only woman, but art, object, or anything, we just like to look. Yeah? And then when we see other people have it, we probably want to have. But then we have to tell our mind whether it's good for us, whether we need it or not. We have gone without it for so long. We're still going to continue to go without. It's no problem. Nah? Whatever you can afford and within your moral standard, you acquire. If you cannot acquire, then you have to know, just finished. Yeah, forget it. All right? The money you are earning anyhow, enough to live. Okay? And sometimes the mind wander around, one this, one that. You just tell him, cannot. Okay? Continue your work, continue your meditation. We can never have enough. If you continue to want this, you will have that. And want that, you have this. Always the same. In my previous lifetime, I had an attendant. He always had difficulty in being happy. And then he tell me, if you take me there, I'll be happy. Okay, I took him there. And he's not happy. And I said, oh, maybe on the other side, better, let's go there. Okay, I took him there too. He's also miserable. And I said, oh, now I know. I go over there. I'll be better. And then we all went there, and nothing happened. Because he's not satisfied within his heart. He has to know what bothers him. It's not the material or the new surrounding that will make him happy. He has to be happy first. Okay, and wherever he goes, of course, in some place we are more happy because we probably have a home, or more or less more at home and speak the language. Maybe we are a little bit more happy than the other place. But the environment cannot affect us to a certain extent that it makes us so miserable. You understand what I mean? We might be less happy or more happy, but not miserable in a different situation. So that is no good. And they keep wanting all the time, never be happy. So the same with our mind. If we keep listening to it and want this one, that won't be happy, okay? Just forget it, believe me. Whatever you can get it, okay? You cannot forget it. All right. Temptation is the wrong word. Temptation is the wrong word, yeah? A desire for something, okay? And if you cannot get, then just forget it, huh? Every time your desire comes and you know it's not proper, pray to the inner master and go on with your job. And if a woman tempts you, don't look at her. Don't talk to her. And when you talk to her, look on the floor. Yeah, look on her wisdom eye, look on the forehead, you know? If you worry that people think you're not honest, well, don't look at them. And just look at her forehead, look at her hairline. You know? Don't look at nose, lips, eyes, they are a dangerous zone. Yeah? The smile of the woman, very bewitching. The eyes of the opposite sex is always very strong, stronger than a 1,000-strong army. So avoid these, you know, forbidden zone, all right? Then you'll be okay. In the Indian mythology, there was a master or king also called Rama. He has a wife. And during the time that he is married to this woman, his brother never look at her face. He always look at her feet. So when this woman, his sister-in-law, was kidnapped by a bad guy and went away, he tried to go and look for her, but he can't recognize her face. He can only recognize her feet. And that's how he recognized her. Still, it still works. Many years, he don't know what she looks like. Because he respect, you know, he doesn't want to look at a woman that belongs to someone else. Even if to his brother. Because he doesn't know how strong he can be. Because if he doesn't trust himself to be strong, then he better protect himself. You see? Therefore, in the ancient scripture of the Buddhism, when the monks asked the Buddha how to avoid temptation from woman and just to keep being a monk all the time. That is if you want to be a monk, okay? You don't keep like this if you don't want to be a monk. Because you choose. If you choose to want to be a monk and you don't want to have anything to do with woman because you think woman gives you trouble, then there are kind of secret tips, you know? The Buddha said to him, look upon every woman as your sisters or mother, yeah? Or grandmother, you know? In my case. Yeah. And he said, even if a woman over 70 years old and sick, you know, and so skinny and very sick, very in danger, huh? And laying hopelessly on the floor, near death, you still don't look at her. Don't go near. That's how the Buddha advised his monk to stay away from trouble. Only if you determine to be a monk, okay? If that is your destiny, if that's the way you choose to live your life, then you want to keep that lifestyle, okay, of monkhood. Then you do that. But if you choose to live a lifestyle of a householder, a companionship, then you don't have to be so strict with yourself. But in order to keep your faithfulness and peace of mind, avoid looking at other women too much. That's all there is, okay? Understand? There's nothing like, okay, monk better or householder better. It's not. If you want to be a monk, then you have to be like that. Understand? Just the rule of being everything. You want to keep your monkhood. You want to be celibate. You want to be just concentrate on whatever you want to do. You don't want to have something to do with emotion and, sexual attachment and all that, huh? Because you think it's waste your time or waste your energy. You want to use that for something else according more to your liking. You prefer the bachelor lifestyle. Then you have to keep strict the tips that the Buddha give you. That's all, okay? Just like you play football, you have to know the rule in order to play well. It's not because you play football you're better than me. Understand? That you're better than basketball player or anything like that. Just there are different rules for different things. And about the money. I don't tell you not to be tempted by money. We must work, we must earn money. Huh? The more the better. Yeah, according to our liking. So if that we can take care of our loved ones and have a very comfortable life standard. That is if you want to. But if you should, you choose to live simple, you know, with very minimum necessity, then don't work too hard. But if you feel like life should be more, you know, uplifted, more abundant, then you work harder, earn more money. It's not temptation. Earn it. Earn what you want. Buy what you want. And the rest, leftover, you can give to charity if you don't need so much. Money is always useful, even though it's a source of evil. But if you use it, it can be good. The way we use is very good. If I don't have money, you won't sit here right now. I can't go. I don't have airplane tickets. Yeah. For example, huh? Then we can give to charity around the world. Huh? Some people benefit from some of your money. That's be fine. It's not temptation. Okay? It's the way that people live in this world, so we have to go along with it. Huh? For suppose that your master is very poor and wearing rag clothes, they let me on the airplane? No, they won't. Maybe couldn't go through the custom. I couldn't go any hotel. They worry that I go and steal their furniture. Yeah, any hotel that have furniture, you know? They have TV sometimes, they have telephone, they have fax machine, all kind of valuable items. And if you don't show your credit card, they don't even let you in sometimes. Sometimes just cash is not enough. You have to prove your identification. Credit card is the best because it gives you credit of who you are. See what I mean? So I can't go without money. Of course I can. Then I have to rely on you. Everywhere I go, I have to call you. You have to write letters. Oh, this person, I will guarantee all the expenses in Australia. She stay in my house, I pay everything, and my bank has so much and much money inside, I can guarantee her. You know what I mean? That's so much trouble for you. And then you have to buy me an airplane ticket, huh? Pay my hotel bill and all that. You can do that. But then why? Why should you do it when I can? That's all, okay? You could, but I don't want. I don't need. I'm capable. Even I think, okay, thank you. I think a so-called master or teacher should be able to look after him or herself if they are in a good condition first before be able to look after other people. That's just my philosophy. Yeah. Actually, if a master don't earn money, it's also fine because master don't need money. Nobody needs money. Yeah. It's not that any master who don't earn money is not capable. It's just that the way they choose to live their life. So it's okay. All right.
Thank you for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Be Determined on the Spiritual Path. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Have a happy day filled with joy and tranquility.